groups have names like Rock Heaver or Strong in the Arm.
Oh, do they?
Detritus was not one for the fine detail of relationships, but the edge in Little Bottom's voice got through to him.
It's a good name, though, he said.
What's slab?
Said Cheery.
It's your chloric ammonium and radium mixed up. It give your head a tingle but melts troll brains. Big problem in the mountains. And some buggers are making it here in the city and we're trying to find out how it gets up there. Mr. Vimes is letting me run
Detritus concentrated.
Public awareness campaign telling people what happens to buggers who sells it to kids.
He waved a hand at a large and rather crudely done poster on the wall. It said,
Slab, just say, please, no!
He pushed open a door.
This is the old privy what we don't use no more. You can use it for mixing up stuff. It's the only place we got now. You have to clean it up first because it smells like a toilet in here.
He opened another door.
And this is the locker room, he said. You got your own peg and that, and there's these panels for getting changed behind because we knows you dwarfs is modest. A good life if you don't weaken. Mr. Vimes is okay, but he's a bit weird about some stuff. He keeping on saying stuff like, this city is a melting pot, and all the scum floats to the top, and stuff like that. I'll give you your helmet and badge in a minute, but first...
He opened a rather larger locker on the other side of the room, which had Detritus painted on it.
I got to go and hide this hammer.
Two figures hurried out of Iron Crust's dwarf bakery. To bread we to edge. Threw themselves onto the cart and shouted at the driver to leave urgently. He turned a pale face towards them and pointed to the road ahead. There was a wolf there. Not a usual kind of wolf. It had a blonde coat, which around its ears was almost long enough to be a mane, and wolves did not normally sit calmly on their haunches in the middle of a street. This one was growling, a long, low growl. It was the audible equivalent of a shortening fuse. The horse was transfixed, too frightened to stay where it was, but far too terrified to move. One of the men carefully reached for a crossbow. The growl rose slightly. He even more carefully took his hand away. The growl subsided again.
What is it? It's a wolf. In a city? What does it find to eat? Oh, why did you have to ask that? Good morning, gentlemen, said Carrot, as he stopped leaning against the wall. Looks like the fog's rising again. Thieves' Guild's licenses, please.
They turned. Carrot gave them a happy smile and nodded encouragingly. One of the men patted his coat in a theatrical display of absent-mindedness.
Left the house in a bit of a hurry this morning. Must have forgotten.
Section 2, Rule 1 of the Thieves' Guild Charter says that members must carry their cards on all professional occasions, said Carrot.
He's not even drawn his sword,
hissed the most stupid of the three strong gang.
He doesn't need to. He's got a loaded wolf.
Someone was writing in the gloom, the scritching of their pen the only sound, until a door creaked open. The writer turned quick as a bird.
You, I told you never to come back here.
I know, but it's that damn thing. The production line stopped and it's got out and it's killed the priest.
Did anyone see it?
In the fog we had last night, I shouldn't think so, but
then it is not a matter of significance.
No, they're not supposed to kill people. Well, that is, the speaker conceded, not by smashing them on the head anyway.
They will, if so instructed.
I never told it to. Anyway, what if it turns on me?
On its master? It can't disobey the words in its head, man.
The visitor sat down, shaking his head.
Yeah, but which words? I don't know. This is getting too much. That damn thing around all the time.
Making you a fat profit.
All right. But this other stuff, the poison. I never...
Shut up. I'll see you again tonight. You can tell the others that I certainly do.